Blog Talk Radio.
Women have the power to transform this world. We can end crime and violence if we all agree to do one thing: share. Let's share our wisdom, share our time, share our talents, share our finances, but most of all, let's share our love. This is the Female Solution. Join me, Naima Latif, every morning, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Standard Time, as we bring you stimulating discussions about the issues affecting our lives. If you're listening online at www.blogtalkradio.com/the-female-solution, press the blue button that says follow and get our daily topics every morning directly to your email and your smartphone.
Hi, I'm Naima Latif, executive producer of the Female Solution Radio Show. We invite you to call in 515-605-9325 and participate in this daily think tank as we examine the challenges we face and develop solutions that restore peace and harmony. We are global transformers, changing the world from the way it is to the way it should be. We are one. Wherever we live on this earth, we are one human family. On behalf of our team of radio hosts, I'd like to extend a greeting to all the members of our family, whenever and wherever you may be listening around the world. To our family in China, Ni Hao. In India, Namaste. In Japan, Konnichiwa. In Korea, Annyeonghaseyo. In Russia, Zdrastuytse. In Germany, Guten Tag. In Poland, Dzień dobry. In France, Bonjour. In Spain, Hola. In Italy, Ciao. In Egypt, Ahlan wa sahlan. In Ghana, Akwaba. In Nigeria, Peleo. In South Africa, Saubona. In Senegal, Nangadef. In Kenya, Jambo. In Israel, Shalom. In Pakistan, Afghanistan, and Saudi Arabia, Assalamu alaikum. Greetings, and may peace be upon you all.
Grand Rising, and thank you for joining me this morning on the Female Solution. Today we have a very special show, and that show will be with Lionel Abdul-Haq of Community Cultivation, and we will be sharing with you today the winner of the September Global Virtual Teen Talent Contest.
Is Monday morning a struggle to get out of bed into the swing of things? Well, don't worry, you are not alone. Join us for thought-provoking, stimulating, and mindful conversations on higher learning with Zelda Speaks for your Monday morning mindfulness sessions on Blog Talk Radio, The Female Solution, Mondays, 7:30 until 9 a.m. Be sure and send your ideas, thoughts, comments, and suggestions. Also, if you'd like to be a guest on the show, visit ZeldaSpeaks.com and send us your info. We'd love to have you. Experience mindfulness moments with the mindfulness / stress relief coach, Zelda Speaks. And thanks for sharing the mindfulness moment tip of the day. Stay on purpose, stay empowered, and stay tuned to your next session of mindfulness on Higher Learning with Zelda Speaks. Make it a mindful day. And thanks for listening.
Here this morning. Welcome to Monday Morning Mindfulness. How you learning with Zelda Speaks? We're just here to start your week off with the mindfulness stress release session. And that will be taking place at 7:15 exactly. And at 7:25 exactly, we will be having our Global Virtual Teen Talent Contest winner on. And thank you for joining us this morning. If you're on with us on social media this morning, we're on Facebook.com, HLNTV1. So please go there and subscribe. Thank you very much. As well as our YouTube channel, which is YouTube.com, Higher Learning TV Show. Okay? All right. Happy Earth Day, birthday, born day. Today's your birthday. And we are celebrating the birthday of Deborah Peterson, who is the CEO of the Higher Learning Network. Well, she couldn't be here with us today because she's in Jamaica, man. She's over there, Irie, in the village, man, where it's so nice and warm and sunny and pina coladas and all that kind of good stuff. Well, we're stuck here in Chicago where it might be 70 today. So, happy Earth Day, birthday, born day, Deborah. And you too, Deborah Strong, because the two Deborahs are over there living it up. All right. I couldn't make it, y'all, but next time. Okay. Anyway, let us keep in prayer the sick and the shut-in, those who are confused, unamused, and the unbelievers. There's so many out here that just don't believe that there is a creator that is responsible for our being here. And how could the creator allow us to be in all this mess? Well, if you read the word, do I need to say that again? If you read the word, you will understand why. In the news, there is a... You know, I don't like to talk about what's going on out there. I like to talk about what's going on in here. But I just have to tell you about this. Yesterday was Chicago Black Media Brunch, organized by one of my former co-workers from WGCI, the Omni One Channel. She's the program director now. Anyway, they had the Black Media Brunch yesterday. And at 55th in Indiana, very nice place. And they had a couple of speakers, entertainment. Oh, you got to go to my Facebook page. Actually, it's on the HLNTV1 page, so you got to go there and see that. There was talent. There was a poet, brother poet. I mean, brought the house down. He performed twice. But even more importantly, if you're a business owner, you've got exactly seven days, a week from today, on the 11th, back to business. There are grants supporting strong, equitable recovery for small businesses in Illinois. A lady was there. Her name was Siri, S-I-R-I, like the, yeah, Siri. Siri Hibbler, a sister too, powerful sister, got a ball salon out in Oak Park. She showed us pictures where my other co-worker, Ramoski Love, my former co-worker, Ramoski Love, came out to the hair salon where they were at in Oak Park and some other people. But I was like, wow. She's like, girl, open up a salon. Get that money. So I'm telling you, open up something. Get that money. Up to 20, how many billion is it? And all you need is your 2019 and 2020 tax returns, okay? So she gave me the website, and I wrote it down, and I can't see it on here, but I will post it on my blog. So be sure and go to my blog, ZeldaSpeaks.wordpress.com, but I did write it on here, too. There it is, CookCountySmallBiz.gov. So you need to go there, CookCountySmallBiz.gov. That information is there. If you have your tax 5-minute application, it is nothing like PPL and EID, nothing like that. And even if you think you're not going to get the money, apply for it anyway, because what she told us was that there's so much money and Black folks are not applying for it. She's part of the Chamber of Commerce, Black something Chamber of Commerce. I apologize for forgetting that, but you need to go there. Anyway, so can't say you didn't know. If you're listening online, be sure and like and subscribe to us. I've already told you about Facebook, HLN TV 1, and our YouTube channel, Higher Learning TV Show, but I didn't tell you about Twitter and Instagram. Zelda Speaks to You. Zelda Speaks, number 2 and the letter U. Okay? So be sure and check that out. And remember to set those DVRs for the Higher Learning Network TV show, which airs Tuesdays at 6, Wednesdays at 1 on Channel 19. And you can see all the shows we've done and the ones that are still coming. And while you're there online, go to diabeticdonut.com. If you want to see how I reverse type 2 diabetes, well, then you'll know how. Because if I can do it, anybody can do it. And did I tell you to go to diabeticdonut.com? Yeah, I did. Well, it is time for your Monday morning meditation. But before that, we'll have Monday morning mindfulness word of the day. And actually, I didn't give you traffic and weather, so let me give you that right quick. Forgot all about that. Well, traffic and weather sponsored by Karen Kelly of itext.com. If you're a business owner or entrepreneur and you have services or products that you'd like to exchange, then you can very well do that. You simply go to itext.com and type in the promo code Zelda, Z-E-L-D-A, Zelda. Thank you, Rich McGee, and all the other ancestors. How did I forget about Kent? Alrighty, inbound on the Kennedy, it is a hot mess, 38 minutes inbound, 27 on the outbound, it's tight at Harlem Avenue. On the Eaton's inbound, it's 25 minutes in, 17 out. On the Eisenhower, almost an hour, 54 minutes, 29 minutes out. And on the Stevenson inbound, 26 in, 18 out. And on the Dan Ryan, it's a hot mess, car fire at 63rd Street in the local lanes, it's 35 minutes inbound, so find a detour, 11 minutes on reverse. On the Bishop Ford, 11 in, 11 out, and DuSable Drive, DuSable Lakeshore Drive, 10 minutes in both directions. That's the traffic and weather sponsored by Karen Kelly at iText.com. Be sure and mention the code ZELDA so that you can get your $100 discount and go shopping right away. Whatever you need, supplies, cars, travel, whatever. Be sure and tell them ZELDA. Okay? And here's the word for today, September. Excuse me, September. I'm still in September. October 3rd. Excuse me, October 4th. It's really a blessing and a privilege to have friends in your life, especially those who support you. Not because you don't or do have money, a title, fame, and fortune, but just because. Deborah Peterson is one of those people. Deborah is married, has a career, family, and involved in her community, and still finds the time to occasionally chat and do volunteer work. I'm sure Deborah's husband would rather have her home. And I understand that. But Deborah knows the value of friendship. Not everyone does. Not everyone has friends that they cherish. Not everyone knows how to be a friend. If no one has called you their friend lately, you know something ain't right with that. Why? You might want to ask yourself why. Friends, what would we do without them? Quite frankly, I don't even want to know. This is for the friend in you, Deborah Peterson. Happy Earth Day, birthday, born day, Deborah Peterson. Why are you over there vacationing in Jamaica, Martin? Well, I'm stuck here in the city, Martin, but I love you anyway. Not your fault, I didn't go. All right, okay, inspirational conversations. Donations available at ZeldaSpeech.com. And the proceeds benefit the Global Virtual Teen Talent Contest, which airs every fourth Thursday. And this contest, we did not have a winner because there was a tie. So we will be announcing the tie at 7:25. So hold on, because it is now time for a Monday morning mindfulness meditation, and I want you to join it with us by sitting up straight, feet flat on the floor, nothing in your hand. Nothing and your lap, excuse me, flat on the floor. And we're going to simply breathe in and breathe out. And deep breathing expands the lungs and it triggers the receptors in the brain. And it puts you in a different space. Yeah, that's why we do that. And if you breathe deep enough, you will feel your body begin to relax from here to here right away. Oh, and it feels so good. So you simply breathe in, and you simply breathe out. Okay? Inhale deeply. Hold it. And exhale. Once more. Inhale deeply. Hold it. And exhale. One more time. Inhale deeply. Hold it. And exhale. Did you feel the immediate calmness come over you? Did you feel that? Did it feel good? Good. Let's continue breathing. Inhale deeply.
And we
inhale deeply. And exhale. Let us take the power of the breath and move that breath to certain parts of our body that remind us of how special we are and the gifts that we have and what we can do with the power of this breath. So once more, let's breathe in. Hold it. And exhale. You feel immediate release. Immediate release. So let us take these long arms and simply stretch and stretch and stretch and stretch and give thanks for the power of the breath. Rotate those shoulders. Move those shoulders. And reverse those shoulders. And move those shoulders. Ooh, felt the pop there? Yep, that's just air between the ligaments and the tendons and all the other muscles and all that good stuff. One more time. Let's breathe in. Bring those hands above the head. And slowly feel the breath coming down through the forehead and the face into the chin and the shoulders and the rest of the body. And move that head around and around and reverse the circle around and around. And simply breathe in. Hold it. And exhale as we give thanks for the breath that moves down through the body, through the chest and the sides and the back and the buttocks as we inhale deeply. Hold it. And as we exhale, feel the energy of the breath moving down through the hips and the thighs and the knees. Feel free to rub and love on those knees and those thighs because it's what keeps you mobile. If you're young, you might not understand it right now, but if you live to be a nice, ripe old age in your 60s, going on your 70s, you'll understand. You rubbing them knees, baby. You rubbing them knees. Tony over there rubbing them knees, too. Yeah, baby.
So just keep living, young people.
Just keep living, young people. Come say hi to the folks this morning. He's on his way out the door. He doesn't have time. As we breathe in. And as we breathe out, keep breathing in and breathing out and giving thanks for the power of the breath as we send love, light, and energy down through the knees, the ankles, the arches, the instep, and the toes. Yes, wiggle those toes. Ooh, love wiggling those toes, sending that energy right back up through the feet, the heels, the arches, the ankles, and the legs, and the thighs. They're still breathing in. A good long deep exhale, sending more love and light and energy up through the knees and thighs and the buttocks and the back and the hips. As we do the higher learning hip roll this morning, moving those hips from side to side because it is those hips that'll keep you mobile, that'll keep you moving as you breathe in. Sending more love, light, and energy back up through the shoulders and the neck. Oh, yes. Take your hands and massage the back of the neck. these fingers right here, this is where we hold all of our tension. And sometimes you can just do this to help break up the acid in the muscles right there. Yeah, feel that? Mm-hmm, feels good, doesn't it? Yeah, keep doing it. Go ahead and take these two fingers and this thumb and pinch the back of that neck. That's where the vagus nerve is. Helps the immune system. So squeeze it and love it and give thanks for it as you continue to rub all of that stress out this morning. As you breathe in and as you breathe out, sending love, light, and energy back up to the top of your head. As you inhale and as you exhale, bring the head forward, chin to chest, and slowly rotate that head to the left, sitting up straight. And slowly bringing the head around to the back. Slow down, you're moving too fast. And slowly rotate to the right and back around to the front. Head up, inhale deeply. And as you exhale, bring the head back down. Slowly bring the head around to the right. Slowly, slowly, just getting to the back. Slowly bringing it around. And slowly bringing it around to the left. Back, front, center. Hold your head up, inhale deeply. And exhale. Feel all that release of tension right there in the shoulders. Oh, yes, that feels good. Inhale deeply. And this time, turn your head to the left as far as you possibly can, feeling the stretch in the right of the neck. Mmm, does that feel good or what? Yes. Oh, yes, yes. And exhale. Inhale deeply. Turning the head to the right as far as you possibly can, feeling the stretch in the left part. Ah, yes, that feels delicious. Oh, yes. And bringing the head back forward. Inhale once more. And rotate that whole head around and around. And then reverse it around and around. Oh, does that feel good or what? Yes, look to the right as far as you can. And look to the left. And back center, inhale deeply. And exhale. Now, how does that feel? Feel good? Great. And this is something that you can practice on your own. Doesn't take 5, 10, 15 minutes. You can do it in 60 seconds. When somebody get on your last nerve and you want to cuss them out, Dad, don't do it. Just simply breathe on them. They're going to look at you like you're crazy. Why is she looking like that? Yeah, do that. Make that face. They think you're about to explode or have a seizure or go crazy. And they just might back up, but they'll especially back up if you got a little funk on your breath. Got to brush your teeth. A little garlic, a little onion. Keep a little garlic on you. I promise you they're going to back up. They don't nobody want to smell that funk unless you eat garlic. Some people like garlic. I'm one of them. It does make a difference. So try that practice. I hope that was short enough for you, Picante. Yes, I know I said your name wrong, but you know what I mean. Okay. And thank you all so much for joining us on Monday Morning Mindfulness Meditation. That is the meditation that you can practice and you can share because you can do it in 60 seconds or less. Just blow your breath, I promise you. And while you're there, be sure and go to my YouTube page, Zelda Speaks Mindfulness, okay? And you'll see it there. So be sure and share it. Grand Rising. Our executive producer, Naima Latif, says, Grand Rising, beautiful queen teacher. You're looking gorgeous on this early Monday morning. Thank you, girl. You will never know I overslept this morning, right? I never oversleep. I overslept this morning. What did I do yesterday? I went to the Women's Black Media Brunch, and I was just so ecstatic. First Lady, I just want to thank you. That was so informative, so fulfilling, and this is the kind of information that we need, because at the Black Chamber of Commerce, that the speaker, her name was Siri Hibbler, she told us about this money that Pritzker, Governor Pritzker, has available for us, and we need to get that money, okay? We need to get it because she says when she goes to events at the Chamber of Commerce, they always tell her that they cannot find Black people. And I'm like, how is that possible? You can't find Black people. Well, when she shows up at these Chamber of Commerce meetings, she's the only one. Nobody else is there. So what do? We have to show up, people. And here this woman is telling us that not enough people are showing up. So what do? Grand Rising, are you calling in this morning?
Yes, I'm on the other line.
Oh, what number are you calling from? Because I don't see it.
747.
I don't see a 7. Oh, I see it right now. Okay, I'll hang up. Thanks, bye. So, let's go to the phone line and welcome our team talent manager, our global virtual team talent manager, and that would be Falake Hende, who is the person who makes my job so much easier because, let me tell you why. Because every single student that you see perform here on the Global Virtual Teen Talent Contest, Falake is the person who has contacted them, and she keeps in contact with them, reminding them of the things that they need to do, get the talent release form signed. She does all of that. So when I tell you this is a team effort, it's a small team. But it is a team. So I want to welcome to the platform this morning, Falake Hende. Hi, Hende. Did I say that right, Falake?
You sure did.
Thank you so much. Oh, Grand Rising. And thank you so
much.
Thank you so much for joining us this morning. You are not always available to be with us on Monday morning, so we are very grateful to have you here this morning. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the lady that needs applause. The wonderful work you did, because this is no simple feat, ladies and gentlemen. Let me tell you, it's a lot of work. Tell them about it, Falake.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Zelda, thank you so much for having me this morning. It is a great pleasure to be with you. I so enjoy and appreciate what you're doing. And again, I'm truly, truly grateful to be here. And I get a chance to, wow, to get dazzled every month. And we've had an Afro dancer. We had our first, this time we had a few more firsts than ever. So we had our first visual artist on the show, someone who wants to be an illustrator, very, very talented artist. We had our first yo-yo player on the show who is African-American and 18 and self-taught yo-yo champ. And we had our first Bulgarian on the show. I mean, so... it is such a great time to be able to find talent from all over the globe, as you mentioned, and all kinds of talent, too. And you know what was so fun for me, too, was I was looking online for something, and I saw one of our students from one of our very first competitions on a commercial.
Really?
And, you know, so, so we want to... you know what, Zelda, I wanted to tell you, we're going to go back and check in with a lot of our former contestants to see what they've been up to, movies they've been doing over the summer, commercials, albums, you know, putting out products.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just so that we have one that is designs all kinds of things, bookmarks and all kinds of things. She sells them online. They are young and amazing, and it is a treat to be able to find them. And like you said, it is work sometimes, because sometimes they're busy traveling, like, you know, doing when they were traveling with family over the summer, or they have exams for school. So it's always an adventure. And thank you for letting me do it for you and with you.
Do I have your last name spelled right? That it is an honor and a privilege. Is it H-E-I-N-D-E?
No. It is K-E-H-I-N-D-E.
I keep getting my letters mixed up. I thought that's why I checked, and so let me put your name up here right. Falaki Kaindik.
Yep.
Kaindik. K-E-I-N-D-E. I got it right.
Yep, K-E. You just missed all the first two letters, K-E, and then it's H-I-N-D-E.
Oh, I did miss a letter. K-E-H.
Yep.
I-N-D-E. Okay, I got it right now. I got it right now. So for those of you who just joined us, and I see we have a few more, the contestants were, number one, Janissa Ha. She was 15 from Sydney, Australia. She's the actor. The second contestant was Mark Pieford. He is from Bulgaria, and he's an actor, 19. And number three was Ali Keel, an artist, 19, who he's the one who won the scholarship. He's the cartoonist, I think. Is that what he was, the cartoonist?
Yep.
He's the artist.
Yep.
And number four is Zion Wilson Chambers, the yo-yo champion. Never heard of a yo-yo champion, number one, because that's not something black folks compete in. But, you know, everything we compete in, we just excel. What can I say?
Yes, we do. Yes, we do.
So he did, with the yo-yo, Gene, our airman, our contestant, he was saying that he did you see the three things that he did with the, he recognized them. He did, he said he did rock the cradle.
Oh.
I was like,
and around the world.
And around the world. It's like, wow, how did he do that? And this young man was self-taught. Do you hear? Self-taught. Never seen a thing like that in all of my life. So to all of the contestants, Janissa, Mark, Ali, and Zion, congratulations.
Yes. Zelda, we got so many emails talking about and comments on YouTube talking about how amazing the contest was this month, how much they enjoyed it in September. I mean, just it was a wonderful outpouring from all over the world. Yeah, they did a great job.
Falaki, I'm looking on the website last night, and I was like, people are still voting. Are you kidding me? I'm like, deadline was Sunday. Today is Sunday last week. And Sunday this week, they're still voting. It's like, oh, my God, I love this. I don't know if we count those votes or not, Falaki. That's where you come in at.
Yes, I sure do come in and count and so, you know, we had a tie between the two actors. Mm-hmm.
Right? Janissa Hall and Mark Pieford.
That's right. That's right. So we needed to break that tie. So, Zelda, you had the great idea that, you know, we would announce today, you know, do it over the weekend, you know, throughout and last week and announce it on today's show. So I was just so it was so exciting, Zelda, even just watching that process and the email that I received on that too, because people like I said I got a lot of, I enjoyed it. Everybody was good, everybody was great. Wow, you know, I need to join next month. You know, whoa, this was really something, but I got to go with this one or that one. You know, so it was. Thank you everybody for voting and watching.
Yes, thank you all for voting in once again. Now, the moment you've been waiting for, and who might be the winner? Okay, Falaki, take it away.
Without further ado, yes, it gives me great, great pleasure. This outstanding competition, the winner is Mark Kieford out of Bulgaria, 19-year-old actor.
Oh, congratulations, Mark. He's the winner of the September Global Virtual Teen Talent Contest, Mark Pfeiffer from Bulgaria.
Yes.
Oh, my goodness. Is it Bulgaria or Bulgario? I think it's Bulgaria.
Bulgaria. Mm-hmm.
It's yeah.
Bulgaria.
Wow.
Mark was wonderful. I mean, he truly was spectacular. His acting, if you all had a chance to check it out, please do on our YouTube. I mean, this young man speaks English, like Airman said, flawlessly, and becomes this character that he's portraying. And he has a very, very high passion for his craft. He wants to help his family with his art. I mean, so it is not only for him, but it is he really wants to use art to make an impact, a positive impact on the world and to change things for his family.
Okay. Thank you so much, Falake. It is now time for us to go to a commercial break and bring on our guest for the hour. That would be Brother Lionel Abdul-Haq, and we're talking about the movie Respect. And why do we still have to demand it? So thank you, Falake. Mm-hmm. During the commercial break, I'm going to play the winner so they can see who the winner is for those who are listening. So,
all right.
Thank you so much, Falake. We appreciate you. Thank you. A commercial break, and we will take it away and let you see who the winner is while we're in break. All ready?
Oh, man. God sent the monthly sun bill today. This sunlight is really expensive, especially during this season. I'll probably have to work overtime to pay it.
Well, you better pay it on time. We don't want the sun to go out, and we're sitting up here all day in the dark.
Wouldn't it be terrible if God charged us for sunlight? Well, thank God, the light and heat from the sun is free. So why are we paying such high bills for the energy we use in our homes? Because we don't know how to use solar energy, the free energy from the sun. You can convert your regular home to a solar energy home and save tremendously on your electric bill. Take a look at your electric bill. Wouldn't you like to reduce or possibly even eliminate that cost altogether? Let one of our solar consultants show you how. Call today, 312-849-3456, and schedule a free consultation. That's 312-849-3456.
Do you worry about finances, family, health, job, relationships? Are you in pain? Do you feel stuck? If you answered yes to any of these questions, help is available. Don't worry, you're not alone. It's part of the human process. You only feel this way because you haven't mastered the voices in your head. No hype, just down-to-earth, solid, workable tools and techniques that you can practice daily. It's really food for the soul. Whether you want to learn how not to worry about anything, reverse type 2 diabetes, publish a book, promote your product or service, or just make extra money. To take advantage of the deal of the day, go to ZeldaSpeaks.com or call 312-409-6619. Mention promo code The Female Solution and get free shipping. That's ZeldaSpeaks.com or 312-409-6619. Stop worrying today. Visit ZeldaSpeaks.com.
Hi, I'm Jody Susan with Susan Essentials. I started Susan Essentials in 2015 because of a personal health journey. I was over-medicated and put on 19 different medications. And yes, I reversed all my chronic diseases using plant and energy-based healing. It was amazing. At Susan Essentials, we support both consumers and businesses, and we do that with helping your employees or yourself with a food as medicine mindset. How Susan Essentials supports businesses and consumers is we teach people about a food as medicine mindset. So we support people on how to support their own immune system, how to support their brain health, how to support their emotional well-being. And we do that all with plant, and an energy-based healing.
Back here on The Female Solution, I'm your host, Zelda Speaks, and as you can see on the screen, we have a winner. But you can go back and look at all of that on your own. But right now, it is time to bring on our guest, Lionel Abdul-Haq of Community Cultivations. Hope you enjoyed the winner of the Global Virtual Teen Talent Contest, and that was Mark Tiefer from Bulgaria. And let me get rid of this so you cannot hear that audio. So he was the winner. Congratulations to Mark Tieford from Bulgaria. So now let us go to the phones, 515-605-9325, press 1 to speak, as we welcome to the microphone our brother of the microphone, who always joins us on the first Monday of every month. That's Brother Lionel Abdul-Haq of Community Cultivations. Welcome.
Grand rising, peace be upon you and your listening audience. Once again, I'm glad to join you for this Monday session.
And congratulations to the
winner of the talent contest.
Yes, congratulations to him. I could not believe people were still voting at the last minute. It's like, I don't know if we can accept that, but that was on Falake, so she did handle it. So thank you so much again, Falake. That is the voice of Lionel Abdul-Haq of Community Cultivations joining us this morning. And we're discussing the movie Respect, unlike any other commentary that you've ever enjoyed. We're not talking about the Siskel and Ebert. We're talking about going behind the scenes. And that's what Lionel specializes in. He gives us a whole new perspective of the movie Respect with Aretha Franklin. And I so enjoyed it. I know everybody who saw it, all of my friends who saw it, they said they were crying and laughing and you just go through the whole range of emotions. It was so thrilling and so enlightening to see the life of the queen of soul, Aretha Franklin. May she rest in paradise, because she may have left the temple, but her work and her spirit lives with us forever. Is that right, Lionel?
I think so. I don't see how it can be otherwise. The reality of accomplishment that and fame that she achieved and the struggle that she had to go through in her personal life is reminiscent of very few who have been able to attain to a level of achievement that she did. Yet, you know, in most of my focus on movies, music, television, it's not as much about the individual as it is what the individual stands for or represents in the context of culture and in the context of history and in the context of our struggle in this journey of the soul out of darkness into light. And I think it's important for us to keep that focus and not lose that focus in our evaluation, because movies, music, and television is certainly about more than just entertainment. Culture is about more than just entertainment. And just as in ancient Rome and ancient Greece, the idea of mass media program, some medium by which the masses of the people are indoctrinated under the guise of entertainment. And this is what I do. This is what I've been blessed to do. I consider it to be a a very lonely situation, because I don't know of anybody else who's doing it from that perspective.
Yeah.
And who has been doing it as long as I have, and yet not even been, I haven't even been challenged on any of my reviews in all the years that I've been writing them. Yet, at the same time, I haven't received the kind of acknowledgement for the scholarly and insightful depth that my reviews have, as opposed to other reviews. And with every TV station and newspaper and other mediums featuring movie reviewers as a standard part of their programming, for mine not to have received any kind of acknowledgement in all these years is a testimony, I think, to the fact that people don't want you going deep. They don't want to think of you. They don't want you to think of these things as anything other than entertainment, and that the powers to manipulate human consciousness is not something that we should be concerned about.
Yes, yes. Teach.
But we persevere. We believe that the lack of attention, the lack of acknowledgement, even anyone really challenging or questioning or having any real criticism or response
mm-hmm.
to my reviews is astonishing to me, that they don't even make an effort to respond to it. And like I said, you know, this is one of the things that prevent us from getting the respect that we are due as people, and that's what we want to discuss.
I love what you said, and I need you to repeat that again about the movies being under the guise of entertainment when it's really social programming.
That's what I've been saying all the time. I mean, it's not when I talk about the what culture means in the dictionary. If you look at any dictionary, any standard English dictionary defines culture as art, music, mediums, means through which human beings express that which is intended to elevate other human beings morally and intellectually. That's what it says. It's about moral and intellectual inspiration being put in a form that enables people to benefit from it consistently. It conveys it's like the image of the man, the naked man that is associated with ancient Greece, who's sitting in a position with his fist on his chin, and he's curled with his elbow on his knee. I don't know what they call the thinking man, I think it's called. But this is art that makes a statement, that the more you look at the art, the more you understand that its power and its wisdom is that the shape that the man is in is the shape of the human brain. And that he's naked, not revealing his sexual parts, but covering them with his external body in the position that he's in. His sexual organs are concealed. And that he's naked because he's saying that the mind, the human mind, the human brain is the clothing, is the thing that protects us and that keeps us from shame.
Mm.
then it is the spiritual being inside this body that operates this brain, that operates from the center of our being called the brain. But it is really a powerful art statement that the more you look at it, the more you think about it, the more you are elevated in your consciousness. And this is what culture is. The pyramid, the thing they call the pyramid is really called a mirror in ancient Kemet, ancient Egypt. This is a symbol. This is art. This is a monument that sends a powerful message. The thing they call the Sphinx is a cultural art form that conveys a powerful message that enlightens the spirit and the consciousness. And this is all about elevating the mind above the body, the mind above the material world, the mind above material domination and exploitation. And this is why culture is so important. A culture, O-C, C-U-L, T-U-R-E, is of the devil. Culture is divine. It's natural. It is a natural part of the human evolutionary process through culture. Culture is one of the main instruments of our evolution out of darkness into light. And so they learned from the ancient Kemetic people, the ancient Egyptian people, that there is power, that the mind has power, and that the development of the human species is through the mind. And they destroyed the ancient Kemet, took over the leadership, and we've been going downhill ever since. But the concept that they did understand somewhat was the power to influence human thinking through mediums of art and culture. Now, if you don't want to evolve, if you don't want the minds of people to be astute and wise, to be spiritually locked into moral principles and character, you are working for the occult. You are working for the satanic forces that are undermining amazing, amusing the human consciousness. That they want you to think it's just entertainment and that there's nothing in it at all designed to retard and degenerate your human spirit. And this has been what has been operating in the modern world for the most part. But there are those who are working to elevate the human consciousness as well. And they produce movies and other programs like those with community cultivation education programs that focus on helping people to get back in touch with their humanity and to recognize, as the young people say, and get real, as the young people say, and come out of the Never Never Land, Disney World, Never Want to Grow Up, foolishness, fun mentality every day.
And it's that kind of thinking that keep us in the place where we are, wherever we are in consciousness at this point, wherever we are, excuse me, if we have not done the work, if we haven't put aside some quiet time, some QT time with self and turn off the programming, until we do that, nothing will change. But I have faith, Lionel, and I know you do, that people are waking up.
Well, the whole concept of the resurrection.
Mm-hmm.
The whole concept of the resurrection goes back to ancient Kemet.
Mm-hmm.
The symbol that they call the Washington Monument, and even the layout of the Washington area there around the Capitol building and the White House. All of that is based on or copied almost directly from the capital of ancient Kemet called Luxor.
Called who?
Luxor. L-U-X-O-R. And I think that's the way it used to be pronounced. But
yeah,
it
like,
was, it was,
hey.
Yeah. L-U-X-O-R.
Yeah.
Was the capital of Kemet.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
The Greeks, I think the Greeks would call it Memphis. But the point is, the point I'm making is that all of this has to do with where we are today. And once the images that feed your mind are locked in, then your behavior becomes habitually conformed to those ideas and images, which is why one of the principal rules in divine guidance, one of the first principles of religion, of divine guidance, is that there be no images, that the projection of images of God, to say that this image is God, or they are giving people the idea of what God is not something that should be done with in terms of any physical image.
Mm.
That the idea of putting God in a physical image is the number one sin in most religions. The idea of associating something else with the divine is a major no-no. In fact, the concept of the intercessor, the one who tries to get in between you and God, you and the creator, the universe, is the Satan, is the devil. The intercessor is the devil. And that his role is to prove that human beings are not worthy of independent judgment. That they are to be ruled like cattle.
Wow.
By the elite, by the so-called elite, that the elite are better than the rest of the people.
Mm.
And some people say that the elite are the ones who are the most educated, the most wealthy, blah, blah, blah. Some say they're the white people. Some say it's the black people. Which, in the context of the way history is being revealed about ancient Kemet and what's at the root of all of the oppression of black people, is the level of consciousness that black people had attained when Europeans, the Greeks, took over by deception and through force.
Mm-hmm.
But the point is, that the culture is not just about entertainment, and that the movie Respect, just like the movie we talked about before, Lady Sings the Blues, or not Lady Sings the Blues, but U.S. versus Billie Holiday.
Billie, yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah. These are major, the reason why they didn't want black people in movies or doing movies about black people is because black people have insight in the very lives that we live. There is an insight deep into the history of the world that is not being taught to the world.
Mm-hmm.
And that history has a lot to do with the political situation in the world. And the programming of mass media, movies, music, television, over the internet, and other mediums is a major problem for the world today.
You got that right. And Naima Latif says, pose a question here. She says, we are acknowledging him as a scholar every month here on the Female Solution Global radio TV show, why would Lionel expect the unconscious people working in other media platforms to acknowledge the truth of what he's saying? If they knew how to do that, they wouldn't be unconscious. Good point. And I want you to hold your response to that, Lionel, because we got to take a quick commercial break, and we will be right back, so stay close.
Hi, I'm Dr. CJ of Valona Health, where we combine orthopedic manual therapy and neuroscience to treat the whole person. Health tip for the day is keep it moving. Doesn't matter how, just keep it moving, doing something you enjoy. Walking, dancing, rolling on the floor with your dogs or kids, really anything. The body craves movement to keep the bones, joints, and muscles happy. Even our mental health and internal organs and digestive system rely on our movements. Thanks for being a part of the Higher Learning Network on The Female Solution.
Do you want to live in a world without war? Join our global peace movement. Heavenly Culture World Peace Restoration of Light transcends culture, religion, ideology, and other boundaries to achieve peaceful harmony in the global society. HWPL is committed to bringing world peace and cessation of war through peaceful dialogue between religious groups. I am Director Shin-Suk Kim of the HWPL Chicago Branch of North America. Join us for our next gathering. Call 773-580-1501 and be a part of the movement for world peace. Email us at chicagohwpl@gmail.com.
Are you constantly arguing with your spouse? Are your children misbehaving and acting out? Is someone in your family abusing drugs? Have you been the victim of domestic violence? Are you grieving over the loss of a loved one? Let us help you restore serenity to your life. At Serenity Family Social Services, we understand that good mental health is the result of emotional well-being. Our goal is to assist you and your family in removing emotional distress and restoring harmony and balance to your lives. We offer individual, couples, and family counseling. I'm Howard Williams, CEO of Serenity Family Social Services. Call us today at 312-315-4820. That's 312-315-4820.
This is Minister Cynthia Marie Williams, spiritual counselor and advisor. I invite you to a private reading in the areas of business, health, finances, relationships. My introductory cost of $20. Please call, because there is a higher power that can help me help you. 312-802-4743. Peace and blessings to you all. Call me. 312-802-4743.
Minister Cynthia Marie Williams, who is on our, she's always in our prayers because she is one of our sisters of the microphone who has been experiencing serious challenges, health challenges, as well as Mama AZ. So we are always grateful for the opportunity to send love, light, and good energy and good health and good karma and all that other good stuff. We send healing in your direction, and we are most grateful for you. So we give thanks and know that your healing comes from within, from the Creator, and we appreciate that. And we appreciate the work that you do. So don't ever think you're alone, because you're not. Just because you don't see us, you can always feel us in your heart. It's 8:05. Thank you for joining us back here on The Female Solution. I'm your host, Zelda Speaks, and joined by Brother Lionel Abdul-Haq of Community Cultivations as he breaks it down with the movie review of the movie Respect. R-E-S-P-E-C-T. Oh, I forgot. Let's go back to the question that Naima Latif made about acknowledging you as a scholar every month here on The Female Solution. global radio TV show, why would you, Lionel, expect the unconscious people working in other media platforms to acknowledge the truth of what you're saying? Why? If they do that, they wouldn't be unconscious.
Well, I mean, all praise is due to the Most High. I'm not, you know, it's not that I'm self-promoting in any way. I'm basically just focused on the reality that considering the level of interest that people say they have in what I do, the conscious people, I would hope that I'm not so much looking for the unconscious people to respond in any way other than they do, but I would hope that the conscious people would want to support, promote, extend my reach to other conscious people and through other conscious people to reach unconscious people. My phone don't ring. And if I thought it was necessary for me to be on the internet based on the volume of calls and inquiries and that I was getting over the telephone, I would do so. But it ain't happening. It ain't happening. And even to the extent that it doesn't show a lot of respect for the potential of what I'm saying, when people who are conscious and who say they acknowledge it don't do more to promote it or support it. And what I'm saying about movies is only the tip of the iceberg. The reality of education as a whole is in the same perspective. It is degenerate. It is based. It is more. We get more. The difficulty with education is the power of mass media to degenerate our thinking with foolishness. You know, cognitive processes require consistency. And when the consistency of one and one equals two is juxtapositioned with orientation that kind of conflict, that kind of disconcerting programming undermines the cognitive process. And those who control, who willfully want to degenerate us away from our human character into brute beasts, show us images of violence, anger, mismanagement, displays of anger, to the point of wanting to kill. And that is consistent throughout the programming of mass media.
Yes,
so
sir.
To wonder why there's so much violence, to say people wonder why there's so much violence, is absurd. How can you say you don't know where the violence is coming from? That's insane for you to even shape your mouth to say that. So are you really trying to deal with the problem, or are you trying to put a false show that you're trying to deal with the problem? Again, the word show is in the dictionary twice. One reflects a definition or gives the definition of being, of demonstrating or showing or presenting something as it is. Another show, the other show, is a false representation of what it is. And the whole show biz industry is, for the most part, deceiving us. I've been talking for a while. I was going to let you go ahead and respond.
I just wanted to comment on what you said about the cognitive process that requires consistency if we intend to be deprogrammed. And you talked about how we watch it, we see it, and we can't expect those who are trying to control us to show us anything positive. That's all we're going to see on the news is negativity, because it is that kind of conditioning that keeps us in the state of mind that we're in, and that's a fear-based state of mind of something negative that could happen. Well, just like something negative happens, something positive could happen. But when we reinforce our fear-based thinking by watching negative programming, this is the result of what we get. Someone sent me, I think it was Baba Kwame Sunhorse, sent me a video of social programming. What was the name of the movie? It was on Netflix. But I'd seen it already, but I had to go back and look at it again. And it talked about how the people who were working at all these major corporations, and especially as it relates to social media, Google, Netflix, any of them that you can think of, how they were duped in the interview, thinking they were doing social good, when in all actuality, they realized that what they were doing was not social good. It was the exact opposite. And they had the courage to quit those jobs. Now, not very many people can do that unless you are in a position to do so. So I commend those. So if you have not seen the movie The Social Dilemma, it's free. It's on YouTube. You must go and see it, because it relates to exactly what Lionel is talking about, this cognitive process where we have been programmed since birth. Actually, before we even got here, Lionel, on the planet, this was put into action, and we are just following through with it subconsciously, and we don't even know it.
You know, one of the things I said a long time ago was in regard to this whole concept of real.
Lionel, you sound a little... Lionel.
Huh?
You sound a little muffled.
Okay.
I was saying
that the I was looking up this word recognize, and I stumbled across the word cognitive dissonance in the dictionary. And cognitive dissonance is, in the dictionary, it's two separate words, but they're together.
Okay.
And it defines a psychological disorder that is the result of a person having opposite ideas, holding a parallel or competitive or equal position in his mind, like good and evil, they have an equal place in his mind. He has a fondness and emotional attachment to good, and he has an emotional attachment to evil that is parallel, or that at least rivals his affection for goodness. This is what cognitive dissonance means. Breaking it down. But this lays at the foundation of your thinking. Now, when you've got the illusion of fun, and what we call fun is people falling down the steps, slipping and falling, what they call prank falls, somebody hitting somebody over the head, the Three Stooges poking each other in the eye, the cartoons are hitting, Wile E. Coyote chasing after the Roadrunner trying to blow him up. You see what I'm saying? This is cognitive programming that we find or made to feel affection for as a result of our growing up and being exposed to these ideas as positive programming. Just fun. It's just for fun. It doesn't have any problem. No, there's no problem with it at all. It's just for the fun of it. We're just going to have a little fun. But the reality is it is undermining your cognitive process.
Mm-hmm.
And it sets us up for the mental illness that we are experiencing today.
And you wonder why you feel the way you feel. You wonder why you think the way you think. You wonder why you do the things you do.
Wonder why your stress level is so high that you're having heart attacks, like diabetes and strokes, at a alarming rate.
Right.
The spirit is the real key to your life.
Mm.
Once it's screwed up, everything else gonna get screwed up too.
Oh yeah.
And until you correct your spiritual deficiencies and conflicts, the rest of your problems are only going to get worse. And that's individually and as well as socially.
Mm-hmm.
The social environment is a testimony to the spiritual degeneration that has occurred in the modern world. And one affects the other. You get one straight, you get the other one straight. So the story of Respect, the movie Respect, is fundamentally something that I think it comes in the context of the divine speaking to us through the culture of the oppressor, where he even takes his own sword and cuts his head off.
Mm.
The Goliath didn't die when he got hit with the rock.
Mm.
Goliath died because after he got hit, knocked out with the rock, David cut his head off with his own sword. And so this is symbol. This is powerful wisdom that is locked into it, that we need to understand the depth of how we're being misled, bamboozled, run amok, and led astray, and use that to free ourselves and our people.
Amen.
And the rest of humanity, because we all been bit by the same snake.
Okay. Yes, we have. Until we wake up and smell the coffee, so to speak, things will remain. Programming is the same. It doesn't change. You just change the channel. But until you change your mind, nothing would happen. It's 8:18 if you just joined the conversation. We're speaking with our monthly contributor, Lionel Abdul-Haq of Community Cultivations, and we're discussing movie review within the context of the movie Respect with Aretha Franklin. If you have not seen that movie, you owe it to yourself to see it. What would you tell those who are listening, Lionel, what to look for when they're, be aware of when they're watching this movie?
Well, the title tells you a whole lot.
Yes.
Yeah, it's just like reading a book or looking at a painting. The title is supposed to give you insight into what it's about,
mm-hmm.
and what it's trying to say.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the idea of respect, just like the United States versus Billie Holiday,
mm-hmm.
I mean, that tells you a whole lot.
Right.
That tells you a whole lot about what you're going to get when you watch that movie.
Right.
But the depth of it is that it's not just about Billie Holiday. They were not just against Billie Holiday.
Right.
They were against jazz as a cultural art form that was elevating humanity out of darkness into light.
And
again, the,
stuck and stay stupid.
The reality of scripture, the reality of David versus Goliath, Samson, Jesus, Moses, Abraham, all of them are based on a concept that the divine moves people to articulate ideas that will free us from slavery, that will free us and move us to the next level of our human development. It's going to happen. It's going to happen. It's going to happen without, and there's nothing you can do about it. But those who seek to control humanity and exploit humanity try to control, they watch for any development that represents a liberating change. So once jazz came on the scene and started bringing people together and elevating black people to higher and higher levels, and people in America start coming together around this cultural art form that made people feel different, you know, made them think different. Even the lyrics of jazz music ain't the same as what we get in this stuff we got going on today. So this was a willful effort to stop something that was a divine part of the liberation process of the modern world. Just like the key is saying, get real and recognize. That didn't come from them as much as it came from a divine inspiration to speak to the need for us to get real and to recognize our thinking. And so they know and they watching. You know, they tell you in scripture that Herod was aware that there was supposed to be a savior coming for the children of Israel, and the whole idea of killing the firstborn son was to stop that process. So you know, this is not just in a vacuum. All of this is connected. All of this is relevant to the time that we are living in today. And we are on the brink of the resurrection. I don't care what anybody said. People are waking up, and it's going to get better. But it may have to get worse before it gets better.
Yeah, it usually gets worse before it gets better. I hate to say it, but
it doesn't have to, though. As long as I've been on this air, as long as I've been writing these reviews and publishing these reviews, the lack of response or the little response in terms of support that I've gotten is shameful. It doesn't show respect.
It does not show respect. Well, how can we expect to come from, expect respect from out there when we
are
not?
I'm not talking about out there. I'm talking about people who say they understand.
Okay. Okay. But I'm just saying, how can we expect respect externally when we don't even respect internally? How's that possible?
Well, I think respect is one of the natural functions of sincerity.
Mm-hmm.
It's like gratitude, you know. You have it or you don't.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, there are a lot of things that work to undermine the natural process, like people having a different religion.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't have, you know, people are locked into ideas that they think are solid.
Mm-hmm.
And to some extent they are, but if you don't practice what you are taught, if you're not practicing the fundamental principle of what it is of goodness and justice and equal and rights and equality, you know, the fundamental principle in Christianity is do unto others as you would have them do unto you.
Right.
People ain't doing that. Ain't been doing that.
Nope.
Ain't been doing that. And that allows people to continue to do what they've been doing and not do what they should do. And so, you know, it's going to change, I believe, soon. But, like I said, it's a lot of suffering going on in the meantime.
Yeah.
And,
it could be changed
a lot if people had a different focus.
515-059-3225, press 1 to speak. We've got a call here. Let's go to the phone line, 312-671. You're live on Female Solution Grand Rising. Who's this? What's your name? Where are you calling from? 312-671.
Grand Rising.
What? Grand Rising. Thank you so much for calling us.
This is Brother Minister Plump, Robert Floyd Plump. And how is everybody today?
Wonderful, Minister.
Would
you like to comment on today's show, the movie Respect, both Aretha Franklin and Brother Lionel Abdul-Haq commentary on the movie?
Yes, I would. I could probably do a better review of Respect once I see the movie. I have not seen it.
No. Point. Wait. You're missing the point. We're talking about Lionel Abdul-Haq, his commentary. If you've been listening to the show, we don't expect you to do a commentary. We're asking you what are your thoughts about what he's saying about the movie Respect.
Okay. I just now kind of chimed in about 10 minutes ago, and
okay.
I was hooked on, or got hooked on the word respect. And respect is really everything in a divine way of life. It's organized and programmed and even rejuvenized from the foundation, which is God. And also, it's when you deal with God in a righteous way, that's the key word, righteous, in a beautiful way. See, God created everything and everybody to be by nature righteous. However, in the universe, there's also other parts which is unrighteous, and that's really what you all are discussing, righteousness.
Mm-hmm.
Unrighteousness. And in the divine order of life is true, what Brother Abdul is speaking on, which is it's going to happen because of the positiveness and the dominantness in the righteousness of God and the people. So, you know, we say whore, we don't die, we multiply. Black power is forever, and that's our foundation. And through foundation is education. So most of our people have been miseducated. So now what he's really saying is people are waking up because they are being educated to the truth from falsehood. See, there's realism. Realism is the action speaks louder than words, and it's all in divine order. And the falsism, it represents evilness, wrong, unrighteousness, you know, from the powers to be.
So, just hold on for a second. When we come back, we're going to take more calls at 515-605-9325. We're going to take 407-701.
Do you worry about finances, family, health, job, relationships? Are you in pain? Do you feel stuck? If you answered yes to any of these questions, help is available. Don't worry, you're not alone. It's part of the human process. You only feel this way because you haven't mastered the voices in your head. No hype, just down-to-earth, solid, workable tools and techniques that you can practice daily. It's really food for the soul, whether you want to learn how not to worry about anything, reverse type 2 diabetes, publish a book, promote your product or service, or just make extra money. To take advantage of the deal of the day, go to ZeldaSpeaks.com or call 312-409-6619. Mention promo code The Female Solution and get free shipping. That's ZeldaSpeaks.com or 312-409-6619. Stop worrying today. Visit ZeldaSpeaks.com.
Hi, I'm Naima Latif, executive producer of The Female Solution Global Radio TV Show. We are a part of the online network of Associated Internet Radio hosts. On Air. On Air empowers you with transformative news and interactive radio TV shows. This is such a wonderful time to be alive and to see our human family coming together as one community as a result of that powerful tool, the Internet. We can now talk directly to each other all over the world. There's no need for conflict or misunderstanding. There's no need for violence to solve our differences. We can talk to each other face to face until we reach an agreement. On Air offers a fantastic global guide to communicators from all over the world who are using their internet platforms to inspire us to strive to be our best selves in order to become the kind, compassionate, loving people we were all born to be. Once we do that, we'll see planet Earth transformed into a place of peace. Subscribe to the recommended YouTube channels, Facebook pages, and podcasts created by these Voices of Enlightenment. On Air provides daily news briefs and a weekly magazine to keep you abreast of events and opportunities. On Air news affiliates in television, radio, and print share information, insight, and interviews with notable personalities. Go to onaireverywhere.com. for a daily dose of uplifting news. We're on air everywhere, online all the time.
With a Place of Peace pop-up from Susan Essentials, you are able to increase productivity, mental acuity, leaving you with higher energy and peace in just 20 minutes. We pop up at our office or yours.
Thank you for joining us back here on The Female Solution. I'm your host, Zelda Speaks, host of Monday Morning Mindfulness. I'm joined by Brother Lionel Abdul-Haq of Community Cultivations. We are discussing the story of Aretha Franklin. But before we go back to that, let's get a few calls. 407-701, you're live on The Female Solution. Grand Rising, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is your sister, Viata, in Florida, Grand Rising, and greetings to Brother Haq.
Grand Rising, star of the microphone.
I wanted to chime in about respect.
Yes, ma'am.
Two things that came to my mind. I have a lot of young people call me and say, yes, ma'am, to me. And I used to be kind of irritated about that because it made me feel old. I realized they had good training and their parents taught them how to respect their elders. Because then I have some young people who don't do that at all, and they're very disrespectful. So I can appreciate the yes, ma'ams now because it kind of reminds me that their parents taught them how to respect their elders.
Yes.
And then secondly, what I was thinking about as far as respect, I had a young man writing several letters from prison to me. And what he revealed to me was I knew this young man when he was like 5 years old. And when I was in college in Wisconsin, his mother used to ask me to babysit for him. So I got to know him as a child, like 5 or 6 years old. And what he wrote to me from prison, he was in prison because he raped a woman.
Ooh.
And he wrote to me in prison. He shared with me, he said when he was in Wisconsin, his mother used to run around naked in their apartment with her white boyfriend And that really made him angry. I was like, whoa. And he said that's where he started disrespecting women, because his mother demonstrated such loose behavior, but I probably more like paying more attention to a boyfriend than him. I don't, you know, he didn't go into all the emotional part of it, but what happened with him as a five-year-old child, he developed a disrespect for his mother and then women in general later, and he ended up acting out his anger and disrespect by raping a woman. So that I realized from those two examples in my life that children learn respect from their parents. They either have to demonstrate it or they have to teach them. So a lot of the youth today have not been taught how to respect their elders or even other people, as demonstrated by all the violence in the Black community. They haven't been taught how to respect human beings or their elders, and much more. So that's my experience with, as far as respect.
Okay. Thank you, my sister. That is my sister of the microphone, Vieta Robinson, whose show was on last night. He comes on Friday mornings from 7 to 9 a.m. Central Standard Time, and as well as Sunday evening from 7 to 9 p.m. Central Standard Time. If you didn't hear the show last night, the discussion of R. Kelly, ooh, Lord have mercy. You got to go back and hear this. And it's not what you think it is. It's a whole, just like Lionel Abdul-Hop brings us a different perspective on the movie Respect. Oh, it is not what you think it is. Please go back and see and listen to last night's show on Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you, sister. And thank you, Lionel, for your much-needed wisdom today.
Yes.
Oh, well, thank you, sister. I'll pray to do to the Most High.
Amen.
You know, in the context of rape, the idea, when we first started talking, I think I mentioned the movie The Accused.
Uh-huh.
And the movie The Accused was about a woman who was raped in a public bar because they said she was dancing so provocatively that she was asking for it.
Oh, really?
And it actually happened, but they made a movie out of it, too. It happened here in Chicago, as a matter of fact. But the point is that the disrespect that they say rape is a crime of power, anger, or contempt.
Yeah.
And it's not about the sex as much as it is about showing contempt and having dominant power over. And the idea is that, as expressed in the movie Accused, is that women have been degraded, degenerated as sex objects as part of the culture, the so-called culture, what I call a culture of the modern world. That the whole concept of women being sex objects is associated with the way that they dress and the way that they are presented in the world as tempters to solicit sex and to invoke sex, as because that's who they supposed to be, sex objects.
Mm-hmm.
And the styles, the fashions, the tight clothes, the short dresses, the low cut blouses, are all symbolic of a mindset that says women are sex objects.
Mm-hmm.
And therefore, not attacking, not challenging, not going against that idea is self-destructive to the respect that women will get or should get.
Mm-hmm.
And that the women's movement in its early days was about challenging the images of women in media that portrayed them as sex objects.
Mm-hmm.
And that it is not dignified for women to be portrayed in such such way. And that has gone away. That has virtually been completely shut down.
But you bring up a good point about the mind of the rapist. The mind of the rapist has been programmed to look at women who dress a certain way, blah, 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 as sex objects. So it's not really the woman and how she dresses. You're bringing up the point that the conflict in a rape is the mind of the rapist. Because they
what I'm saying is that the women's styles, the idea of women being alluring and sexual in their dress and in their behavior, lipstick, I mean makeup, are designed to provoke a certain image of seduction.
But like the example of my friend, it was in his mind from childhood to see women in a certain light. That's what I'm trying to say. Is the mind?
Well, that's
of
where it's coming from. My point is not where it's coming from is a culture that projects women in that way. Women accept the idea of being sexual in the way that they dress, in the way that they appear. They don't think there's anything wrong with it.
But the men who are raping have not been confronted or talked to or had a we have not had a conversation with our boys about how do you see this woman? Why do you see her this way? How do you respond versus react? Because what happens in a rape, a man is reacting to what his visual eyes are looking at instead of responding with, listen, sister, you don't want to dress like that because you're bringing attention to this, blah, blah, blah. Instead of responding to women, men are reacting because of exactly what you're saying, the programming that women have had to be seductive, to be wear high heels. High heels by themselves are seductive and bring attention to their legs and their sexuality. But men have been also seeing this as seductive and reacting to it versus responding with love, compassion, and wisdom to say, listen, girls, women, let's do something different here so that men stop reacting and become violent and work out their anger on you by raping you.
And even worse, what it does to women is even worse what it does to women.
Yeah.
Because by women continuing to perpetuate this loose and seductive image.
Right.
It goes back to the idea that Eve was the seductress who seduced Adam. These are all concepts that have to be understood on a much broader scale than what they have been. And in the context of programming people, the mass media has projected these images and have sold us on these ideas. I want to get back to the story of the movie Respect. And one of the points that I wanted to make about it was the degeneration of gospel. The use of a gospel queen into the soul music genre.
Yes, sir.
Was a degeneration of the gospel morality.
Yes, yeah.
The moral concepts and the moral values and principles that go along with church life,
mm-hmm.
where you actually supposed to practice what you preach,
mm-hmm.
Was undermined by the sex oriented music of soul music that actually worked against the pervasive influence of jazz that was generating so much positivity in the black community. That the soul music opposition to jazz and gospel was a counterintelligence move to undermine the influence of jazz and to take gospel, the moral principles of the religious life out of the cultural orientation of black people.
But what happened to the jazz movement? Like, example, John Coltrane was addicted to a drug. There were so many jazz musicians who became addicted to drugs. So what happened to that dark side. Why did we get into that dark side of the drug use? Because yeah, jazz was wonderful.
A lot of the musicians were paid in drugs.
Yes. Yes.
Oh wow. Okay.
From Hook. When you see the movie Aretha, you will see that. You will see.
Wow.
It was a part of the lifestyle. Most of the jobs they got were hired by gangsters in speakeasy.
So you got no check. You got a house or a car or and some drugs.
Yeah, they even said Louis Armstrong used to be snorting cocaine in that white handkerchief. Do you know if that's a truth?
Wow. I don't know. And I'm not concerned about our personal individual problems. I'm concerned about the big social reality that's creating them.
True.
And that's where we need to focus. That's where we need to get real. That it's not about the fruit on the tree. It's about the rotten tree.
Ooh, teach my brother.
Okay. Yeah.
The food on the tree. It's about the rotten tree. I like that. Got to use that one.
Well, I think the rotten tree includes all that alcoholism in our ancestors' lives, that they introduced the drugs, the alcohol, and the tree became rotten, and we produced children who were raping women because we weren't conscious of the influence just of alcohol alone. My mother was an alcoholic. I had so many people in my ancestors who had alcohol issues.
We got if we recognize, as the young people say, and get real, as the young people say, and throw off this phony artificial programming, and don't just throw it off, but examine it, look at it, really break it down for what they are actually putting out here, you know. The 9/11 situation. It's something that, clearly reflects a need for cognitive reevaluation. The fact that everything is going, there's nothing bigger in my mind that we need to be addressing in terms of political miscegenation and the exploitation of people for the benefit of a few, to the expense of millions of lives.
Yeah.
And money stolen. Money that never even got to the Afghan or Iraqi people. Soldiers
military.
Got their legs blown off and heads blown off over a scheme. Over a plot. A conspiracy.
The military-industrial complex is probably one of the most wicked organizations we've ever known in this century, because that's what's keeping the wars going and the money flowing and killing people, killing soldiers over their greed for money and power.
But that wouldn't exist if people were conscious, if people were thinking, if people were courageous enough to stand up and say, enough is enough. And
yeah, maybe we're
getting
there. Maybe this generation will change.
Oh, it's there. Because the house of cards is falling.
Yeah. Hallelujah. Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
Powerful.
Definitely.
You know, the Trump card in the deck is the Joker. The movie, the character, the Joker, is so reflective of Donald Trump. It's incredible, it's unbelievable how closely the character and the political miscegenation lies and chaos that he is creating is so parallel to the character in that story.
Teach, my brother. Yes.
So for anybody to think that this is all just fun and games, look at the Joker and look at where we are today.
Yeah, more like the Twilight Zone. Yeah.
Yeah, it does feel like the Twilight Zone. And for those who don't know what the Twilight Zone is, Google it. That's what you do.
Yeah,
the young
and it was, if you look into it, it was all about fear, promoting fear. Every show was, oh, you were like biting your nails and in fear. So we have the same situation today spiritually, I think, fear, a lot of fear.
Yeah.
People don't know what to do.
Deception, foolishness.
Yeah.
What we've been given in religion is foolishness. What we've been given and what we follow is contradictory to the principles and ideals of common sense. They don't even try. And the idea of religion that has been given to most people in the modern world is not really religion. It's not doing anything to uplift spiritually the people in it, except in their ability to sing and dance. But in terms of their active cultivation of their soul, it's nothing. Nothing happening. They go about their lives.
Especially Christianity, you need a savior instead of going eternal
too.
Inside.
Yeah, yeah. I am so disappointed. That, you know, in any religion, if you don't follow the ideals and the principles, you ain't doing nothing.
Right.
And the principles of Islam is that you don't worship any man. No leader is supposed to become so powerful that he can use his power to undermine other people and to deny them justice, fundamental justice. And fundamental justice requires that people... If you're going to charge somebody with something, that it has to be done in a formal way, and they have the opportunity to address those charges, and that is a right that came, that is fundamental to American judicial process, but it came from Islam. It didn't exist before the Muslims established it as part of their jurisprudence, that you have the right to address your accuser, to face your accuser, and to have the opportunity to respond to those charges publicly. So there's much of why I'm not receiving the kind of support that I don't, that I think would help in terms of getting more exposure for what I do, comes as a result of Muslims who denied justice, following principle in terms of following gossip and lies. And it's the same thing that happened with Malik Shabazz, and it happens to people politically throughout the world and in all religions, that people are not holding their leaders accountable to follow the principles of the word. And if the people don't do it, the leader sure ain't going to do it.
Interesting. Yeah.
But it's going to change. It's changing every day, you know.
That complexity is demonstrated in the documentary called Blood Brothers that depicts Muhammad Ali and Malcolm X relationship with the Muslims and the Elijah Muhammad. There's a very complex thing going on there, just like you're hinting at, this religious, the leader and the people who are following him, if they don't agree with him, then that's where you've got division and all that going on. And if you haven't seen that, it'd be interesting for you to analyze the movie Blood Brothers. It's really beautiful because the children of Malcolm X and Muhammad Ali bring it together in a very peaceful way. And help us see the relationship they had was really beautiful, but it was their belief in a leader and a religion that divided them. So, that happens all the time. So we've got to wake up and develop consciousness over following a leader and a religion.
Okay.
It's all about the word. It's all about the word. And not any one particular word, but we need to study all the books. And we need to study all the scriptures. And we need to study the history of the world, free from, in the words of Dr. Carter G. Woodson, free from racial prejudice and bias.
Yes, right, right. So true.
It is 8:55. We are 2 minutes away from the closing out the show. Lionel, I want to thank you for bringing us such insightfulness to this movie. For those who haven't seen it now, you can see it from a different perspective. And thank you, my sister, Vieta Robinson from Florida. Can you please send us a little sunshine this way? It's a little foggy here today. We need some.
Of course, of course.
Sun. Appreciate it. Send it on. We need it. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Joseph.
Lionel closes out and gives us leaves us with some goodies here, some truth.
Well, the truth is that the truth will set you free, and the more you get, the more you give, the stronger we will all become. And you know, this life is only a temporary part of the process. What you're willing to stand up for and what you're willing to give your energy, your life energy to, can make a difference. And you know, we can do much better than what we have been. And you know, we hope for the best, and we pray, we continue to work and pray for peace.
Amen, because we definitely need it. If you would be so kind to give us your contact information for those who may be interested in chatting with you.
773-642-1453.
773-642-1453. That is the number to contact Lionel Abdul-Haq of Community Cultivation if you would like to continue this conversation or any other conversation. Lionel would love to chat with you. Thank you so much, Lionel. We look forward to seeing you, well, not seeing you, but hearing you the first month, first Monday of every month. And we know that we will be pleasantly surprised, as we always are, and so informed. So thank you, thank you. Thank you. We appreciate you.
Peace be with you.
Be with you too, my brother. We appreciate you. Purpose.
We've come to the end of our show today, but you can hear every show in the archives at www.blogtalkradio.com/the-female-solution.
Please remember, at 9 o'clock in 2 minutes, we will be joined by the executive producer of The Female Solution for the after show with Naima Latif, so stay close.
Leave your comments about today's show. You can always reach me on my website at www.naimalatif.com. That's www.naimalatif.com.
And if you're on the switchboard and you want to comment during the after show, press 1 now. Or because you won't be able to press it at 1 o'clock. So press 1 right now if you want to join the conversation in the after.
Thank all of you who participated in today's discussion. And to our global family listening from all around the world, we say thank you. To our family in China, Xiexie. India, Zanyaba. Japan, Arigato. Korea, Kamsahamnida. Russia, Spasiba. Germany, Danke. Poland, Dziękuję. France, Merci. Spain, Gracias. Italy, Grazie. Egypt, Shukran. Ghana, Medasi. Nigeria, Eshe. South Africa, Ngiyabonga. Senegal, Jeret. Kenya, Asante. Israel, Toda. Pakistan, Shukriya. Afghanistan, Tashakor. Saudi Arabia, Shukran. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Thank you. And may peace be upon you and the mercy of God and God's blessings.
of that, and now we are live in the after show with executive producer. Look at you. Look so pretty. So beautiful. I love that head wrap, girl. You got to show me how to do that one. I love that. Yeah. Oh, that is gorgeous.
Well, so what you do, you take the scarf, and, of course, you twist it around like this, and then after you have twist it, then you kind of wind it around, kind of give that cinnamon roll.
Okay, yeah, that's exactly what it looks like, a cinnamon roll. Wow, I love that. I got a new look now, thanks to you, girl. I love that. Love it. That is awesome. You should be doing a tutorial on that on your page, on your YouTube page.
Because
a lot of women are rapping online, and that will definitely increase the exposure for the female solution. So please go and do that, by all means. Why don't we do one together? How about that?
That would be fun. Well, let's plan that.
Yeah. How about after the show today? I got a 10 o'clock Zoom, but we can do it before then. And
I can get all my various pieces and textures and so forth and show how you wrap stuff. Because some materials wrap in some ways better than others, so you have to sort of know what cloth works better for what styles.
Okay.
Yeah, give me a chance to practice it a little.
Okay, so why don't we do that at noon? How about that? Somewhere around there. Well, we'll converse between now and then. But before we do that, I invited someone that I met yesterday, and did she just tell? Oh, there she is. I just met her. I'm opening up her microphone now. This is a young lady whose name you will not believe. Her name is Siri, S-I-R-I, a sister with the name of Siri, sibling. Siri Hibbler is joining us on the after show right here, right now. This is a powerful sister. I met yesterday at the Black Media Brunch event planned by First Lady, and Dana Devine hosted it. But First Lady, my former co-worker of WGCI, had an event yesterday. It was off the chain. And when this sister here got up and spoke, remember I told you when I first came on this morning, back to business, all that money that's available? Well, baby, Siri is here. Okay, what they do, Amazon, clap off. Well, I know, I'm all up. But Siri, take it away, girl. Thank you so much for joining us this morning on The Female Solution. Welcome.
You are very welcome, my beautiful sister. How are you? Yes.
Can you introduce her? Name is Naima Latif. She's here with us too.
The executive producer. Hi, Naima. How are you, dear?
Yes. Say that again.
Very
Siri.
Nice to meet you.
Yes.
Likewise. Yes.
So,
wow,
Siri,
first
of all, you got to tell us how this name came about before you go anywhere. Before you start telling us about this money.
Well, I tell you what, you know, don't say it around your iPhone too much. It's gonna say hello. What? No, Siri is a Hindu. It's a Hindu name. It means great creative power.
Yeah.
So whenever you say it around an Indian, someone in the Indian culture, they will honor it, you know, very very much because they know that it's a Hindu name, and
wow.
And so that, huh?
I'm just saying, wow.
Yeah, they know. So my, I practice Kundalini yoga, and so my spiritual teacher a long time ago gave me that name.
Okay.
And so you know, it's kind of like, you know, when God changed the name from Abram to Abraham, and so on. So, you know, names mean a lot. So you should be careful what you name your kids, what you name your business.
Yes.
You know, names mean a lot because we, you know, we're energy forces, right? So we have to make sure that we're putting good energy around us at all times.
Yes,
so,
ma'am.
But that's how my name came about. And now, you know, when I start telling my friends and family about it, they're like, well, that fits you. That's it. You know, so for years now, you know, that's been my branded name. And, you know, it's going to be my legal name here very, very soon. And it just fits me, you know. I mean, I feel like my parents are away, so I let that first name kind of die with my parents.
Oh, okay. Well, congratulations.
Yeah.
So you know the power of the word, especially the spoken word. So you have spoken some things into existence, and I would love for you to share with our audience what you know that we did not know until yesterday.
Yesterday about this grant, you know, to the $250 million grant, right?
Yes, ma'am.
It's so important. We only have 1 week left. This grant was launched August 18th. So you didn't have a lot of time here. You know, we've been pushing it hard. My street team has been all around working with the Illinois Department of Commerce and Economic Opportunity, working with our partners, which is the Cook County government. We've been trying to push this thing out to as many people as possible. We were able to get the Black applications up during the first week when they contacted me and said, Siri, we've got to get more Black applicants. So we were able to do that. We need more Hispanic applicants right now, but we still need our Black community to continue to apply. I just got word from Mary Datcher that was there yesterday too, Zelda, that, you know, from the Congressman Rush office that, you know, a lot of people on the South Side are not aware still about this. So my team is going out this week with those guys and try to hit that South Side some more. But this grant is exactly what it says, a grant. You do not have to pay it back. You can use it for operating expenses. You can get between $5,000 and $150,000 for your business. You can apply for more than one business. So if you have two or three businesses, you can apply for those, including a nonprofit organization. You just need to show that you lost revenue in 2020 on your taxes.
Mm-hmm.
So they'll need your 2019 and 2020 taxes. Two bank statements, one from any month in 2020 and the other one, a current one. It's a five-minute application. There's no reason for people not to apply.
Did you hear that? A five-minute application, not like the EIDL will take you 30 minutes, you got to go find paperwork. 5 minutes. You have no issue. So if your business doesn't have money, then it's your fault because you have the information. And I hope I'm showing the right email website, CookCountySmallBiz.gov?
Well, that's our partner website, CookCountySmallBiz.gov, yes. And you can go on there. If you need to get application assistance, you can apply for assistance and then just, you know, put in the box that Cook County Black Chamber referred them so that they can send them off to us. Okay? So you have to say Cook County Black Chamber of Commerce referred you, and then they'll send you to us for that application assistance. Otherwise, you can call us on your own directly, too, at 312-794-7765.
Okay, and give that website again.
You can go to Cook County Small Biz, BIZ.org, and fill out the application for assistance. And
you said
let
.org,
them know
not County. .gov. Which one is it?
No, it's .org. .org.
Dot
Cook County.
Okay.
Cook County Small Biz, BIZ. .org.
And okay.
There's two links there. There's one to take you directly to the application if you do not need assistance. There's one taking you to an application for assistance. And if you need assistance, when you start filling that out, you have to put in Cook County Black Chamber of Commerce referred you so they can send you over to us.
Okay. That's Cook County Black Chamber.
Well, our website is cookcountyblackchamber.com.
Okay.
cookcountyblackchamber.com. You can hit it from there as well. cookcountyblackchamber.com.
CookCountyBlackChamber.com. So the first site they should go to is CookCountySmallBiz.org, and then go
.org. Yeah, they can go to either one.
Go to either one.
You're going to pick up the application from either one of those sites, from CookCountyBlackChamber.com or from CookCountySmallBiz.org.
Okay, either one they can go to. So people, you cannot say you did not know that there was $250 million grants available for your small business. After today, you cannot say that you do not know because now you know. So go to CookCountySmallBiz.org or BlackChamber.com.
CookCountyBlackChamber.com.
CookCountyBlackChamber.com.
Yeah.
So what do you say to the person who has a small business and they just don't, they're not sure?
One thing I want to say is remove the doubt from your head. I do know that a lot of black people, businesses have been promised many things. And you know, rumors start in our community, and some of those rumors are definitely true about, you know, these grants being biased. You know, I had someone call me the other day from a chamber in the West Suburbs, said that some of her business owners are concerned. They don't want to fill out the application because they're like, these people already know who they're going to give it to. Well, I'm here to tell you that's not true.
Oh.
Okay? Because the people that have been allocated to look at the application, which is Allies for Communities, which is formerly Axion, they have to give account to the Illinois Department of Commerce.
Mm-hmm.
So there's no bias. They can't be biased about anything. And when I tell you the acting director, Ms. Garcia and Matthew from the Office of Minority Empowerment, these people are, and the deputy director, these people are on top of it. They're not going to let any type of, oh, you're my friend, so I'm going to give it to you thing going on. Okay? They're not doing that. They are watching every application every step of the way. Plus, I have access also to go into the portal to tell you where your application is in the whole process.
Oh,
okay. So we all have access to these individuals that are applying because we can talk to you and say, you know, what did you do? What you didn't do? You know, should you not get approved or something? Right. So.
Mm-hmm.
Don't worry about the bias thing. It's not going to happen in this instance. It's not happening. Mm. Whatever happens, what people do with their personal organizations and how they give out their personal funds to people, that's them. But this is the state of Illinois. There is no bias going on at all. They want to give out this money. They've set aside $100 million for disinvested areas.
Oh.
So if your business is in a disinvested area and you fall under a certain category, they've set $100 million aside. So you don't have to worry about the money running out.
All right,
but
now.
We need you to apply, okay? That it's sad that stops a lot of black people. And, again, I get it. We have really been, you know, hurt. Make promises and then, you know, get disappointed. But this is not that situation. So I encourage you, apply. Make sure that you have a revenue loss of $5,000. If you don't have a revenue loss of $5,000 in 2020, you can't apply.
If
you
do not have a revenue loss of at least $5,000, you cannot apply. Is that correct?
That's correct. Exactly. Oh. That's correct.
So now you know.
And if you're an independent, some people say that they're 1099. 1099s cannot apply. Unless you are registered as a DBA, an actual sole proprietor, and for you to be registered for a sole proprietor, you have had to register with the Cook County Clerk's Office as a DBA sole proprietor business. So 1099s cannot apply.
1099s do not apply. So if you don't have your taxes, then you might want to think of something else to do because this is not for you. But if you do, this is the place to go. Thank you so very much.
You're welcome.
Sherry Fleur from the Cook County Black Chamber of Commerce. Thank you so much, my sister. We appreciate you. Look forward to having you on again in the near future.
Thank you. Thank you, Zelda. Thank you. You guys be blessed now.
All right. Thank you, Siri. I love that. I can call her Siri. We have our own personal Siri.
Yeah, we have our own Siri. Voice command. We need a black woman's voice.
Okay. Thank you very much. Siri, we nominate you. How about that?
Yeah.
All right. I accept the nomination.
Okay. The real Siri. She is the real Siri. So thank you, Siri. We appreciate you. Enjoy your day, love. I'll be in contact.
Okay, bye-bye.
All righty. Bye-bye now. Wow, what a way to start the day of showing you how you can go get this money, girl, $250 million. But she said it was over $100 million. I mean, a billion. What'd she say? I forgot. I know there's $250 million there. How about that?
For sure. And you said it earlier, what keeps us from having access to these things is just not being present. Not being there to know about it and go and get it.
So used to things not working out, it's like, oh, there's another one. I'm going to pass up on that one. No, you got to try. You got it. You got to do better.
That's the thing that creates the conditions that we keep re-experiencing. The lack of belief and the power to change things and create what you want. The lack of belief. So that's the only thing. You said earlier, the only thing we have to change is our mind. Stop thinking that other people have power that we don't have, or worthiness that we don't have, or abilities that we don't have, or creative energy that we don't have. Stop thinking that. We have everything every human being on the planet has. Everything. We really do. We have to know this. And then we'll act accordingly. And you see it reflected in so many things that happen. You know, when I look at some of the things that were said today about respect.
Mm-hmm.
And everything that you experience comes from what you are feeling on the inside of yourself. And you asked the question, you know, how do we expect respect to come from outside of us when it's not on the inside? When you don't believe yourself worthy, then you keep expecting other people to validate you. And you don't need them to when you already know who you are. You don't need anybody's approval, validation, praise, recognition, when you know who you are. And this is what we have to get to, that point of knowing, so that other people's misbehavior doesn't make us doubt our worth or power or abilities. And I've only seen trailers of the movie Respect, but what I saw was really powerful in helping you understand what Aretha Franklin had to go through to get past all of the disrespect that happened in her life. But all of us have to go through that.
That's why she said Miss Franklin to you.
Yes.
That was the respect. That's Miss, not Aretha. No. That's Miss Franklin to you. I was like, okay, yes.
Demand who you know you are.
Yes.
When you know who you are.
Yes.
It doesn't matter. I'm who I am. I don't care who else is in the room. I will always be this person. And your opinion about it does not change who I am. It can't. I don't care what you say.
Right.
Or what you think. You can't change my reality. So that's really a level we have to get to. There's something else that was brought up, which I think has to be understood. And that really has to do with the respect between men and women and our understanding of our relationship when it comes to sexuality.
Mm.
That's a very intense thing, and it's a very powerful life force energy that can be misused, just like atomic energy. I mean, if we understood atomic energy better, we could use it for the free energy for our travel, for our electricity, all these things. But if you misuse it and you blow up things, then you've used it to destroy rather than to build. And that's what can happen with our sexuality when we don't understand it and when it's misused and introduced at the wrong time.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the story that Beata was given about the 5-year-old young man, you know, it's just like when a baby is developing in your womb. You know that it can't survive until all of the organs develop properly.
Mm-hmm.
If you go into labor prematurely, then the child will not be able to sustain itself. You know, if you go into labor at 4 months, 5 months, that baby's not going to make it. And there have been some that maybe at 6 months they put on an incubator, but really they're not fully formed. They're not ready to be in this environment.
Right.
So going into labor early is not a good thing. It will kill them.
Right.
Well, it's the same. same thing with your sexuality. There's a reason why there's puberty. The body evolves into its preparedness, and the body includes the brain as well, the emotional maturity and everything else. It evolves into a state of readiness. And if you introduce it too early, you make it into a sort of destruction rather than construction, because it forms incorrectly. It's like, you know, trying to make a child walk before their bones have properly formed and be strong enough. You know, they end up bow-legged, slew-footed, pigeon-toed, whatever, but their bones were not strong enough to support their bodies, so you can't force them to walk in 6 months because they're not ready.
Right.
There's a practice that we have developed when we never questioned it, male circumcision.
Ooh.
Well, the Bible says, did it occur to you that sometimes the people who wrote the Bible or even practices that are described in the Bible were inappropriate?
Okay.
The ignorance of the people at the time, God didn't tell them to do things that were harmful. So there's a covering over that very sensitive part of the male anatomy for a reason.
Mm-hmm.
Your sexuality is not supposed to be awakened at 5 years old.
Okay.
It's not supposed. And if it's awakened at the wrong time, it can be misshapen and therefore misused. So we can understand clearly when we hear about female circumcision, we go, oh, that's horrible, it's kind of the most sensitive part of a woman.
Mm-hmm.
The idea was for a woman not to experience arousal, because the idea was, well, if you're not ever aroused, then we don't have to worry about you cheating on your husband or being promiscuous, whatever the case may be.
Mm-hmm.
But you're supposed to experience all of the sensations that your sexuality creates, because it is a healing property that it brings to your body, the endorphins and everything else. It actually is for the purpose of enhancing your life force energy. So you're supposed to feel all those sensations. So circumcising females, okay, for women who don't participate in that, you realize how wrong that is. But has it ever occurred to you that you're also mistreating the man when you circumcise him, because you're exposing something that's supposed to be protected until it's time? And we do things that are destructive because we get told that our religion tells us to do this.
Right.
And we never question something when we see the harm that it does. So the things that have evolved in our culture when it comes to disrespect of our own sexuality is because we lack understanding about it. There's a lot of myths surrounding it, shame, guilt, and fear. Anything that's taught in fear is always going to be a misteaching. Fear blocks you from knowledge. So instead of us having all this body shame and fear and condemnation, we need more understanding of how our sexual energy enhances our life, how it sustains and regenerates life, health, well-being, and how it should be introduced in the way that is the most health-producing, emotionally and physically, so that it does what it's supposed to do, instead of being a source of being either manipulated or misused or used as a means of pain or causing pain or expressing power, like Brother Kwame was saying. You know, the act of rape is not anything to do with sexual arousal that's out of control. It's contempt. So when you show contempt for someone else, it's a reflection of the contempt you have for your own self.
Ooh, teach my sister.
I mean, we are souls expressing ourselves through this body. So how we respect our own soul is how we express through the actions in this body. And if anything you do in this body that harms someone else, you're showing disrespect to your own soul that is functioning and expressing itself through this body. You cannot perform an act of contempt or hurt or pain to someone else unless you have contempt for yourself. So what we have to do is teach self-love. That has to be the first thing we teach a child, is self-love. That means you understand that you are an eternal spirit expressing itself through a body. You are the eternal creative spirit expressing itself through a body. And all of us are the eternal spirit. We just are expressing ourselves through this particular body.
Mm-hmm.
All the spirit of the universe, the one creative life force energy that we call God. All of us are individual expression of that one creative spirit. When you don't know that is when you harm other people. Once you know that, you can never harm another soul. So this is the foundation of what, when we teach this to our children, then we won't have to worry about them harming people, because first they love themselves because they know who they are. They are an expression of God. And this body is what they're inhabiting as they express themselves, as God expresses itself through this body. So you never do something to disrespect your own body.
Amen.
I look at the word respect as an acronym. Recognizing eternal spirit, powerfully expressing conscious truth.
Say that again. Recognizing eternal spirit.
Eternal spirit, powerfully expressing conscious truth.
Powerfully expressing conscious truth.
What all of us are, we are. So when we recognize it in each other, eternal spirit, powerfully expressing conscious truth, you recognize that that's what each person that you see is, then you treat them accordingly. That is what respect is.
I love that. I'm going to put that up here for the viewers. I'm going to type that in. How did you come up with that name? You've been hanging around Kwame too long. Kwame. Thank you, Barbara Kwame Sunhorse. You're a good influence.
Absolutely. You know, but this is the challenge that we have to teach and help people who have been wounded by other people to let go of the pain and the anger that comes from interacting with people who are ignorant. You have to know that they're only expressing the understanding that they have. And when they know better, they'll do better. So you look at all of the people whose behavior is insulting, is hurtful, is cruel. They don't know who they are as an expression of the eternal spirit. They don't know who they are.
Mm-hmm.
So they can't recognize who you are.
Right.
And that's why they can't show respect.
Wow.
Not on the inside of them.
I love this. I can't wait to show it. Respect. R-E-S-P-E-C-T. I forgot to put the dot after the E. R-E-S-P-E-C-T. Find out what it means to me. I know I can't sing, but I don't care. Take care. T-C-B. Respect. You better respect me.
Yeah.
After I learn to respect myself. Eternal spirit when you see it, baby, because it's powerful. It's expressing, and it's a conscious truth.
Yeah.
Hello, somebody.
So this is, you know, this is the challenge that we have, is to change the way people see each other. And seeing that everybody is just basically at various levels of understanding of that reality. If you're not understanding that other people are the same eternal spirit that you are, and you're going to treat them differently, you're going to believe that you have a right to treat them badly, you're going to think that treating other people badly will make you feel better about yourself, because the reason why you're treating them badly is because you already feel bad about yourself.
Okay.
And that's where the healing has to come from. I think Deanna said something about healing today and last night. We talked about the fact that people are in pain because of what has happened to them, because of the way they've been treated, the things they've experienced early in life, which made them feel worthless or less valuable, unloved. So they're expressing what they experience. And if they experience pain, they're giving pain. So how do you help somebody who is expressing the pain that's been given them? You don't give them more pain. That's like if your child is running around and they trip and fall and skin their knee, and you look at it and go, you skinned your knee, and then you push them down so they skin the other knee. I mean, would that make any sense?
No. No whatsoever.
So why are we doing that to people when what they're expressing is the pain that they feel at having been unloved? That's what they're experiencing. You have people that are looking for various ways to validate themselves, or various ways to get the love that they didn't get, and trying to generate the biochemical reaction that you get when you're loved. You know, endorphins, things that the chemical substance that make you feel at peace and give you a sense of well-being. Well, if it doesn't come from the emotional experience of being loved, then you got to create it artificially. Drugs, sex creates the release of hormones that gives you that sense of well-being. All kinds of things. Alcohol can numb the sensation of pain and emotional pain as well as physical pain. You know, before they had modern ways of numbing you, like if you had to have an operation, I mean, they gave you alcohol, you got drunk, you know, to numb the pain. Yeah. You know, Western tell you, oh, you got to saw off your leg and let you, get a whole bunch of booze because you got to be numb so you don't feel it. It's doing this painful operation. Well, it's the same thing. You're numbing emotional pain when you get drunk as well. So what we have to be able to do is remove all of those artificial ways of creating the sense of well-being that create addictions, because those things don't work. That's why you have to keep using them. That's why they become addictions. And create inner peace through love. Give people love who have been unloved. That's what will solve the problems of people who are hurting people. So, you know, when we look for respect and we look for other people to speak to us in a way we know we deserve to be spoken to.
I'm so glad you said that, Naima, because in the society in which we live, there is so much pain, and we mask that pain with so much of outer things, food was my issue, clothing, cars, where you live, where you vacation. I want to share something very quickly about an experience that I had. First time I fasted, which was probably about 30-something years ago, and I went from being maybe a size 20 to a size 12. I fasted, and someone said I cheated. I was like, oh, the hell, I went through them first 3 days. How in the heck did I cheat? Okay, so I digress. Anyway, during that time, as I'm shrinking, I'm noticing how other people are, their bodies are expanding. They're getting fatter, larger, whatever you want to call it. And the thought occurred to me, it's like, what's wrong with those people? I'm in my 20s. I don't know no better. What's wrong with them people? Can't they just fast like me? And then, you know, the thought is in my mind, well, what's wrong with her? She's so fat. She's just going to diet. She's a fast like me. So this is the programming that was going on in my head. I'm cleansing my body, but my mind is still foul.
Oh, yeah. Judgment.
Yes. Judgment. Number one, I was the judgment queen. I'm still working on bringing that down. So someone at the time, I was taking a landmark education course. And in that course, I learned about judgment, I learned about myself, and all of the issues that I have in here came as a result of what's going on out there, and I internalized it by eating it. So when I see people who are extra large, I like to say, you don't see them as pitiful. You don't see them as unable to break the chain of self-abuse. You see them as someone on a journey to discovering themselves, because that there is pain within that we are trying to mask by stuffing our face with Häagen-Dazs and German chocolate cake and butter cookies and all that stuff. It's a painful situation, and we're trying to get relief any way we can. So when you see that sister, but I got to say this, I love our young people today. They ain't had nothing. They ain't wearing no girdles, no Spanx. They ain't wearing nothing. So they are still teaching me, the big bone girls with the extra meat on the bones. They're still teaching me today.
They don't have any body shame. And they
none.
Body shame is unhealthy. You should love yourself.
Oh, my God.
I don't know if I told this story. If I have you all, I'm sorry.
Please say it again.
But, you know, I used to, when we were taking the children on the HBCU college tours with Rainbow Push, I was one of the chaperones.
Mm-hmm.
And Reverend Jackson, he'd send two buses loads of students every year to the black colleges.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll be the chaperones. And each group of, I think, five or six young people had to have a chaperone. And our whole purpose was, of course, to, kind of help them through this learning process. They're going to different colleges and so forth. Keep them from, keep the young people from intermingling inappropriately. We don't want to end up, pregnant on tour and that kind of thing.
Right, right.
So we had to make sure people stay in their rooms and everything. So now, one year, all of the young ladies that I chaperoned were the big bone girls.
Uh-huh.
Now, my thought, stereotyping, my thought was, they'll probably, not be any trouble because they, they're more likely to be shy, quiet. They're smart girls, but, they probably didn't deal with boys that much because, they're kind of heavy.
Mm-hmm.
I expect they were going to be more or less kind of suppressed, quiet, mild-mannered. But these young ladies, they love themselves. I mean, and they love those men. And they would, they love dressing and, enhancing their breasts and everything. And I observed something in them. I was like, they don't have any body shame.
None.
They were like, yeah, let me get my big man over here. Oh, he's cute. I'm going to talk to him. And they were just, and they had no problem flirting with the men. And the men responded to them because of their self-confidence. And, it was amusing because I realized I was expecting them to act as if they were ashamed of their bodies. And it was the exact opposite. They had love for themselves. They liked dressing in loud colors, enhancing their figure and everything.
Yes.
And they loved being big. I mean, they loved themselves. And that taught me a lesson.
Yeah. Freaked me out.
When you love yourself and accept yourself for who you are, you project a different energy, a different vitality, a different self-love, and that's what you attract. You attract people because you feel attracted.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
They didn't let anybody make them feel bad. Oh, they passed on. They did not. They felt big and beautiful. That's what they projected. And it taught me a big lesson about how our society does do what they call fat shaming, making you feel bad. Oh, who do you think you are? You big, fat, so-and-so.
Right.
Teaching our children to hate themselves if they are heavier than what's considered, average size.
Mm-hmm.
And I also, in observing them, I learned that I had a prejudice against larger people. Judgmentals about how come she don't go on a diet, how come, I could eat and everything. I was judgmental
mm-hmm.
and had an expectation that they should feel ashamed. I had to erase that in myself.
Mm-hmm.
So I learned a lot from that particular tour and
mm-hmm.
seeing how these young women did not have that in themselves
mm-hmm.
and how healthy their self-esteem was because they loved and accepted themselves as they are.
Mm-hmm.
Learned a lot. And so like you say, no, they ain't wearing no girdles and all that stuff because they're not allowing themselves to be taught, you got to compress that, that's too big.
Mm-hmm.
No, my butt is big, it bounces. Yeah, I love it.
I love it. I was like, ooh, Lord, I need to hang around these young people because they
yes.
you talk about keeping it real. Ooh, Lord
yes.
have mercy. I was like, really? Oh, okay. I'm driving down Stony Island one day, and this was really, it's hot, it's pre-COVID. And there's a sister, I think it was on 76 of Stony Island, big girl, she had to weigh about 300. She had on a halter top and what we call the booty up shorts now? I don't know what they call them.
Yeah, yeah. Something with they
you can see the cheeks hanging out.
Yeah.
And she was standing there
yeah.
just smiling, waiting on the bus, and I was like, already now. Okay, sis. Okay, but you know the first thought that popped into my mind, girl, you need to go home and put on some clothes. And then, so I'm having a conversation in the car with myself about, okay, now those were thoughts that were embedded into you when you were a child.
Mm-hmm.
So why are you putting
shame
hurt? Yes, make shame, be ashamed. So why are you projecting those thoughts on this girl standing on the bus stop? She don't even know you, and what she wears is none of your business. So why are you all up in her Kool-Aid and don't know the flavor?
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah. So we have to do a lot of rethinking about the things that we think are correct thoughts, and they're not. I remember a story about one of my friends told me she was married and her husband had been out of town for a while. She was, you know, a little large, and so he was coming back in town and she wanted to greet him with some sexy lingerie, you know.
Okay.
Which was a thing when he got home. So she went to the lingerie shop and she was describing to the sales clerk what she wanted. She said, you know, I want this. Slim, you know, sexy gown. And so so she had picked out this, you know, little itsy bitsy piece to put on.
Mm-hmm.
And the sales crew was like, well, are you sure you want that? Well, let me give you something maybe a little more appropriate. So she went and got this big old heavy, you know, frumpy looking thing. Then maybe something like this would be more appropriate. She's like, no, I know what I want. I want this one here with the sheer thing and showing my stuff and, you know, this is what I want. She's, well, I mean, do you really, you're getting this for, you say you're getting this because you want to read your husband? She's like, yes. She said, well, are you sure he wants to see that? And she's like, look, however my body looks is my body.
Okay.
And good to him. And she went on, got her little skimpy stuff and went on.
Okay.
This was her husband. Their relationship, whatever she looked like, he liked it, and it wasn't that sales clerk's business to decide she needed to cover it.
Thank you.
So we've been taught body shame.
Yes.
And larger women have been taught that they're not worthy of love because they're not shaped right.
Right.
How is that? We're creating that sickness, that low self-esteem in our girls, and we're teaching that thought in our boys, because I talk to some men that they like. You know, they say, hey, you know, somebody say, hey, more meat, more sweet. I'm like, okay.
More
yeah.
meat, more sweet. Wow, I ain't heard of that one. More meat, more sweet. I ain't heard of that one. There are even websites and clubs designed for big women only. You cannot even get in it if you are under 200 pounds. I was like, what? There's something on the Internet called plushies. P-L-U-S-H,
plushies.
I was like, okay, I'm plush, girl. You need to know this.
I think we as women, we have a responsibility to reverse all signs of shame regarding our sexuality, regarding our body image, regarding our identity and our worthiness of being loved. We need to erase and reverse all of that because we're the ones who are creating unhealthy behaviors and beliefs about sex and about love and about worthiness. So how can our relationships be healthy when we're not healthy about how we see ourselves and see each other? This body that I'm wearing is just like a suit of clothes. You know,
right.
I'm going to take it off when I leave here.
Okay.
When I exit this earth, this goes back to the earth that I borrowed it from. Right. However it's shaped, however it looks, I can't take it with me. It's just for me to get around and do what I'm supposed to be doing.
Thank you. Just like a car.
Just like a car. I am not a white Honda Civic. I tried a white Honda. I am.
I'm so glad you said that, because we have been so misconstrued in our thinking. You are not what you wear, what you drive, none of that. And, you know, I even recently, maybe a couple of months ago, I had the thought, but I am so glad I am not working in corporate America where you have in an office-like setting where you have, where even though where I volunteer is the older women, so ain't nobody dressing naked. But I'm very grateful that, and I, this was my thinking, that, and I feel sorry for the women who have to work in offices because everything is so revealing and so tight. I was like, damn, they get wet at the work? You know, the little part right here that shows when you got on a low-cut blouse, and everything is so form-fitting and so tight. And I was like, when did that become the norm in corporate America to dehumanize women as just sex objects? When did that become the norm? I guess because I haven't worked in a job at an office in 20 years. I don't know that.
You know, that's the thing.
Corporate culture has changed.
When you have a culture that is so much shaped by the prevalence of pornography into every aspect of life. Pornography is a misshapen expression of sexuality. It's not healthy sexuality where there's love, there's appreciation, there's joy. It's sexuality in which there is control, coercion, dominance. There is fear. You know, if I don't do this, then I won't get that. So it's not a sexuality that is healthy. And therefore, when women are made to feel like, well, if you don't show me some cleavage, you're not going to get this position, or
right,
you're not going to get promotion, or you're not going to get this raise, you know, you got to keep me sexually aroused, that's not a healthy sexuality.
No.
When somebody tells me, you have to show some part of your skin, you must show. No, this is mine. I show it if I don't show it. But it's my choice.
Right.
My body, my choice.
Right.
So when you have, you know, it can go either extreme. If you show something, then I'm going to decide that you deserve to be mistreated. Like somebody said, well, you know, a woman walking down the street with a short dress and she gets raped. Well, she was asking for it. No.
No.
This is her body. She's going to wear whatever clothes she's wearing.
Right.
I don't have a right to violate anybody. It doesn't make any difference what they look like. Because if you recognize eternal spirit powerfully expressing conscious truth, if you recognize that that's who that is, you wouldn't touch her, doesn't matter what she has on, because you recognize that she's the same eternal spirit that you are. So it doesn't matter what she's wearing.
Right.
You respect yourself.
Right.
So you don't violate anybody. So if you are sexually aroused, whose responsibility is it to control your sex urges so that it doesn't become misused sexuality? It's your responsibility, not hers. It's always your responsibility, because what you do in your body is under your control.
That's right.
And it's always your responsibility. And if we can teach this truth to our children, then we can create societies where people don't violate each other because they respect themselves too much to do so. That's our task.
And it will only happen when we make it happen.
When we make it happen.
So garner some respect and share this video, because somebody needs to see it.
Yes.
How about that? I want to thank you so much for the after show, for staying with us with the after show today. Be sure and continue to respect yourself and that of your fellow person. And be sure and join us tomorrow for Self-Cell Care with Jody Susan. And on Wednesdays, what can we expect, Naima?
Ah, yes. We have a sister who works with helping refugee families. And going to take a look at this whole question of what is our moral responsibility to help families in distress, no matter who they are, where they're from, what they look like. What is our personal moral responsibility to help those in need? Talk about that.
And on Thursday?
Well, of course, Wednesday, join me and my co-host, Kareem Hamid. Thursday, join me and our wonderful host, Dr. Debbie Green, and of course,
So,
make sure you tune in, and we're going to continue our discussion on fear, because most misbehavior is generated by fear. Fear of something, either fear of loss, fear of lack, fear of pain, fear of something that makes you do what you do. So we're going to talk about that on Thursday, continuing that discussion. And then Friday, of course, we got health and well-being with Deonta. So we're looking forward to that as well. And this second Saturday, I believe we're going to have our attorney Wendy back with us this Saturday to talk about relationships. So we're looking forward to that.
And on the third and fourth Saturday?
And the third Saturday, of course, we've got Move Around with Deborah. We're going to hear more about how we can prepare to travel in these challenging times, how we can keep up with what some of the requirements are, some of the restrictions are, how we can be prepared, and how we can still enjoy those vacations, even though we may have to make some adjustments. We need to be aware so that we're not upset and panicking and believing that our travel lives are over, because we can still
they're not.
The world. Yeah, they're not.
Executive producer Deborah Peterson and Deborah Strong are down in Jamaica right now, and I'm supposed to be there. I'm supposed to be here broadcasting live. I just thought I'd let you know this. It didn't happen. You know, I got responsibilities that I got to take care of here. I got appointments today, and it's like, man. Why couldn't y'all plan it for next week? Like, no baby birthdays today. It's like, okay.
Well,
send me a photo.
One of these days we know we're going to see you broadcasting from the beach. Down
yes.
So we'll just be, when we see the palm trees in the background.
Yeah.
Oh, <down there.
laughs> until then, I have my philodendron. Is that what it's called? Yeah, I have
I
these.
Think so.
These
yeah.
are just have to do.
And they'll have to do. They're doing the best they can.
They're doing the best they can with what they get. So, as we close out...
The first Saturday, of course, is Wisdom with Mama D. Always.
Yes, yes, yes.
Wisdom from an Elder. Then Wisdom stands for Women in Support of Daughters on Motherhood.
Yes.
So, yes, that's what we're all about, preparing that next generation that's going to be raising those souls that are going to transform this world from the way it is to the way it should be.
To the way it should be. And I want to leave our audience with a viewing of the promo, of the Female Solution promo, because I just love the fact that you took the time to put this promo together, and I had not been showing it, but I'm going to show it now as Feel Good Friday Extended. No, I was showing a video, Feel Good Friday, and it's like, oh, no. You all going to have to go to the website to see that, okay? Y'all going to have to go to the website. I can't show it to you here, but what I will show you is the promo for the Female Solution as we close out. They can contact you where, Naima?
Well, of course, you can always reach me on my website, www.naimahlatif.com. That's www.naimahlatif.com. But, of course, you also can reach us on the Female Solution Facebook page. Feel free to leave your comment. There we go. And you can also reach us at 312-8.
The Female Solution Global Radio TV Show and invite you to an invigorating conversation with our team of hosts Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Time.
Okay.
Start your week with Monday morning mindfulness with Zelda Speaks. Tuesdays, self-care with Jody Susan. Wednesdays, repairing broken families with Naima Latif and co-host Kareem Hamid. Thursdays, soulful solutions with Dr. Debbie Green. And Fridays, health and well-being with Biasa. Saturdays, tune in 12 noon to 2 p.m. Central Time. First Saturday, success strategies with Jana. Second Saturday, Wendy Williams Esquire on relationships. Third Saturday, move around with Deborah. And fourth Saturday, wisdom with Mama D. Join us Sundays, 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Central Time for Soul Purpose Healing with Biasa. Call in and comment 515-605-9325. Press 1 to speak to the host and be a part of the solution.
I like that, but I would like it better if I could show it with, just so it'll help out with the editing. I would like to show that again because I wanted to show it from the beginning, and I was having a few difficulties here.
The Female Solution Global Radio TV Show invites you to an invigorating conversation with our team of hosts Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Time. Start your week with Monday morning mindfulness with Zelda Speaks. Tuesdays, self-care with Jody Sassan. Wednesdays, repairing broken families with Naima Latif and co-host Kareem Hamid. Thursdays, soulful solutions with Dr. Debbie Green. And Fridays, health and well-being with Biasa. Saturdays, tune in 12 noon to 2 p.m. Central Time. First Saturday, success strategies with Jana. Second Saturday, Wendy Williams Esquire on relationships. Third Saturday, move around with Deborah. And fourth Saturday, wisdom with Mama D. Join us Sundays, 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Central Time for Soul Purpose Healing with Biasa. Call in and comment 515-605-9325. Press 1 to speak to the host and be a part of the solution.
All right. That's all, folks. I hope you enjoyed that. You can always go see the promo on my YouTube channel, Higher Learning TV Show. All righty. Thank you so much. Stay on purpose, stay empowered, and we'll see you back here tomorrow morning with Self-Care with Jody Susan, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Standard Time. And go get that money from CookCountySmallBiz.org and let them know that the Cook County Black Chamber.com recommended you. Okay? Make it a great day. Enjoy the sun. What if there's any left? But enjoy the day you're breathing. What can I say?
Hey, that's right.
Love, peace, and soul train. Love, peace, and hair grease. How about that? Bye-bye, now.
Bye-bye.
All righty, now. We did it. Okay, I got a Zoom at 10, so let me go get to it.
Oh, yeah. You got 2 minutes. All right.
All right. Talk to you later, sis.
Have a great day.
All right. Thanks. You too. Peace. Shalom. Oh, shit.